John, you've just come off the training pitch, so it's maybe the first opportunity for them to get back on the pitch after Saturday night. How did it go?
Yeah, it was a good session. Obviously, conditions quite tough out there. It was lashing rain, and the lads were keen to get on the pitch, and I suppose right the wrong of the weekend. So, yeah, the session was good. A lot of intensity in it. Detail was excellent. So, yeah, Saturday can't come quick enough.
It's a big game. It's a very important game now. It's you're in a little bit of a corner after Saturday night. Does that make it easier to get ready for it, or does that just add an extra layer of difficulty?
We certainly made things a little bit more difficult for ourselves. It's in our control. It's far from over in that aspect. It's not as if we've completely blown our chance. Look at it. We're disappointed. We know how big this game is. We understand. After the performance at the weekend, we've got to make sure that we get our stuff right. We got to make sure that our physicality is right, and effectively we're up against an Italian team, Italian pack. So we've got to make sure that we're matching them.
What have you picked as to why on Saturday night it didn't all areas seem to have issues from very early in the game?
Yeah, I agree. I think there was no area where. Maybe turnovers at the breakdown is probably the only one where we came out on top. I think we were just behind in everything. Physically, I think they just out-muscled us, which is frustrating because I think they're the first South African team since South Africa actually played here to beat us. So to get out-muscled at home in front of our home crowd is very disappointing. And ultimately, we've got to make that right.
Can you say why? Have they come up? Can they give you a reason? I know they were physical, but have the players or yourselves worked out something that Connacht didn't get right, either in the preparation or the delivery?
William, if I knew the answer to that, I wouldn't be sitting there. I'd be in Mensa or somewhere else. Yeah, look, it's a physical game, and if you don't match it early and you don't knock down some people that are running ahead at you and... the psychology of players and psychology of a group can be very swaying either way, and unfortunately they were much better than us, and physically I thought they just took us on up front and they just beat us up. So it's very, very disappointing from a forwards aspect, from a team aspect, in front of our home crowd. Yeah, there's a bit of work to do.
Saturday, as you say, they're a good side at home. They're going to have their Italian internationals back. So that is a massive challenge. Where do you have to take them on to beat them?
Look, I think up front, they've got a star-studded pack. They've got a work ethic. I think they've added to their game over the last 3 or 4 years. They chase kicks. They really work hard. They're abrasive. They're physical. They'll be wetting their lips, and we've got to make sure that we match every single thing they do up front. So, look, I think they've got a couple outside backs that can make stuff out of nothing as well. Rhino Smith, Rituvu. So, like, we've got to be on it everywhere.
They've got their Italian internationals back. Leinster seem to be getting quite a few of theirs back. Is there a frustration that maybe Finlay and Bundy aren't available for this game, that it would add to your package?
Yeah, look, I think Finlay's had a new addition to his family, and he needs a little bit of time to get to know his little fella, and Bundy has been carrying a couple of injuries, and obviously anyone that was at that Scotland game would have saw the strapping on his legs. So we're looking forward to the lads coming back in. We're looking forward to a few lads transitioning back from injury over the next couple of weeks to add some fire to us and some competition in places. And yeah, like, at the end of the day, they've been with Ireland for the last couple of weeks, and they'll get back when they're back, and we look forward to them joining the group again.
Last one for me. Would you consider bringing them as sounding boards for the team that's there? I think Bundy went to the game in Saracens where he didn't play, but apparently he had a lot to, especially after that game to Bordeaux, that he was around just to keep people moving forward.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the logistics of that is, but look, he's back in this week. He's... he'll be himself. Hopefully he's left the golf club at home and he's not ruining any pitches. So, yeah, look, we'll see. Look, Bundy's an infectious character. Mac's an infectious character. It's great. Santi's getting closer and closer, and it's great to see him out running. Shane Bolton's on the way back. We've lots of players starting to come back to bolster us again. Having those personalities, they're not easy to replace them. So once they're back, you'll hear the volume going up downstairs, that's for sure.